Yep, that's the performance we've been waiting on, the performance we knew that they had in them. Immense last 20 minutes, I thought, when we went down to 14 men. Just every player on the pitch seemed to raise their game, and that's what carried us over the line. And immensely, immensely proud of them, you know.
With 7 points down, and you were the man down, you know, you must have thought it was gone. Or did you always believe that your team could actually turn this one around?
Oh, like, you know, your back's up against the wall, but I don't ever think, no, we're beaten. You know, you can't ever think like that. You've got to believe that the players will lift themselves and come back. I did think we needed a goal to get ourselves back into the game, and we didn't get that. We took some really good points. Damien started hit form with the freeze, but it was the work rate. You know, the defence, you know, come out with ball after ball, which they weren't doing in the first half. Our half-forward line were winning the ball when it was being put up to them, and we started to play a wee bit more intelligently. We started to get our head up and play the angled ball into the corners, and we were winning the rucks, which we weren't winning up to that. So there was just a level where the players seemed to realise our backs are up against the wall here, and we've got to scrap for our lives, and that's what happened.
And you gambled, I suppose. You had to take a risk at that stage anyway. You put Lorcan up front there, and that paid off for you as well.
Yeah, well, we put Lorcan up there because it meant that under pressure out the field, which the lads were, they could play a high ball in quick on top of him, and then we could try and get support from the half forward line and around him. You know, Lorcan's a really, really good hurler. He's played centre half back for us all year. He went to midfield today, and he ended up at full forward. So it shows his versatility, and he was just, you know, he's a great lad.
It was a big wide count, though, Michael, again for the third or fourth game in a row. You need to be putting those away because it will catch up on you at some stage when it really matters.
Well, it's caught up on us already in the league against Sligo. Our white count was 18, and against Armagh here the last day it was 18. I haven't got talking to the stats man to see how many wides we have today. You guys will tell me. But yes, look, you have to be very efficient, and the higher up the level you go, the more efficient you have to be. So we're going to be playing either Mayo or Donegal in the semi-final now. You know, they're a league above us. They're a step up in terms of the level of hurling they're playing. We can't afford to be hit.